4 years ago, North Carolina voters did something that didn't happen anywhere else. Republican Donald Trump won the state's Electoral College votes, but a Democrat unseated an incumbent GOP governor. BPR takes a look at whether that will continue this year. 4 years ago, four counties out of 100 went for both Democratic Governor Roy Cooper and Republican President Donald Trump. Both of them scored narrow victories.
We are a fairly moderate state. We're a state that is difficult to pin down.
Western Carolina University political scientist Dr. Chris Cooper says the Old North state is one of the few in the South that didn't go through the realignment that others did, thus explaining why split ticket voting can be so noticeable.
We were never as Democratic as many of our Southern neighbors, and we never became as Republican as many of our Southern neighbors. We're sort of been locked in this middle point of realignment for multiple decades.
Cooper says while this group makes up a small share of North Carolina's electorate, it's enough to sway an election, 2016 being the most recent example.
I think in an election this close, every demographic matters, every group of voters matters. And yeah, if you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 10% of voters who could legitimately vote for different parties, they are absolutely going to be critical for determining who wins our electoral votes and then ultimately who ends up occupying the White House for the next 4 years.
But it is a shrinking slice of the pie, especially in 2020. Factors like demographic changes and a more racially diverse electorate are a few of the variables in play this year. But the COVID-19 pandemic looms most large over the swingy 10%, particularly those in the boomer generation.
In the past, my voting record has been all over the place.
To include Deborah Lewis Smith. In previous election years, she split her ballot. She voted for both Republican and Democratic presidents. But this year is different. For the first time, the Chestnut Hill resident says she's voting all Democrat down the ballot.
If a candidate denies the pandemic, they are not my person. Right then and there, they are not my person because I have watched family members who have lost loved ones without seeing that person, and there was no reason for that.
Lewis Smith works in a continuing care facility and says the pandemic is the number one reason she's changing her voting behavior this year.
That is a very unique response for someone who has historically been a split ticket voter.
Political scientist Dr. Nicholas Davis teaches at the University of Alabama. He's written about the psyche of split ticket voters and says anger can be a powerful enough emotion to change someone's behavior at the ballot box.
Then that anger also might cascade down, and so the vote becomes somewhat of a referendum on an entire party, right? Rather than a idiosyncratic, I'm going to take each race as it sort of comes.
And that, he adds, can be psychologically challenging, given how partisan identity is increasingly enmeshed in things like social and religious affiliations. Davis says that's why those who previously voted for Trump might not be willing to speak openly about changing their vote this year.
I don't think it's all that surprising that you would see people be reluctant to admit that they would be voting for the other team, right? Because it's much like politics, to use a somewhat stretched analogy, is much like sports in the sense that we have our groups that we root for, and it doesn't make others feel good to acknowledge that I might have to not root for these guys right now.
It's too soon to say how this will shake out in North Carolina. Dr. Chris Cooper of Western Carolina University says polls show if there are split tickets in the state again this year, it'll mostly be those voting for President Trump and Governor Cooper, just like 4 years ago. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.